following podcast is a Honey Media production. Hello!
Hello, and welcome back to Motherhood Interrupted. I am your host, Kimberly Levy. For those of you that are new, welcome. For those of you that are old listeners, welcome back. So happy to be here with you guys today. It is my favorite time of day, which is to chit-chat with you. Okay, we're going to just have a chill catch-up day. You know what I mean? I feel like we just need a chill catch-up day. We don't need a big production sometimes. Like, we need to just be in, like, our leggings or sweats and just cozy up and catch up. Okay. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about my new wellness routine, and this is in response to those of you that have asked about why I am working out all of a sudden, and, you know, if I'm training for a marathon or, you know, sort of what's the goal and all those things. So I decided to just clue you in on my new January wellness routine. Before we dive into that, I wanted to talk to you guys about something very random that I think might be entertaining for you guys, because it was for me. So one of my girlfriends suggested that we, by the way, sorry I sound a little congested, side note. Okay, so one of my girlfriends was saying that Paris Hilton's new book is actually really good, and she kind of came for her mom, and, you know, it's a great read. And so that kind of sparked some interest. I had read her books, one of her books, I don't remember, a long time ago. Like, I think she had written two books prior, and I read one of them, and it was good. It was pretty good. I don't really remember, to be honest with you. But I've been meaning to read or to watch both her documentary and also her new show, which is Paris in Love, because, so I'm going to, like, catch you up all on Paris Hilton for a second on, like, everything. So if you're not interested in this, sorry about that, but you can fast forward and get to the wellness parts in a little bit. But hopefully this is entertaining, because it is for me. Okay, great. Okay. Paris Hilton, I feel like, started off really strong and then just went absolutely nowhere. Like, she was a wild teenager. She did The Simple Life, first reality TV. By the way, I feel like there's a lot of early reality TV claiming to be the first, but needless to say, she was definitely, I don't know if she was the first with The Simple Life, with her and Nicole Richie. Do you guys remember that show? But she was one of the early adopters, and she just kind of, she got like arrested, and she just kept being in trouble and, you know, all the things. And then she kind of faded off, or at least in my opinion, she did. I actually had met her a long time ago at a Coachella party that my friend was hosting. It was like a party of like 2,000 people, by the way. It wasn't like a small, quaint, intimate party. And we ended up, my sister and I ended up on the merry-go-round with her and Nikki. We have a picture of it. Isn't that crazy? Felt like a movie. So anyway, yes, we basically had met her briefly, and she was just beautiful. And I don't have a ton of memories, to be honest, because it was like 15 or 20 years ago. But maybe I could repost the picture. I was brunette then, so don't be alarmed. Okay. So anyway, it just kind of like got me thinking about Paris Hilton again, and I wanted to see where she was at, and I knew she like had fallen in love. And of course, this is like really random, but her husband's name is Carter, which is such a rare name, I feel like. And then that's obviously my son's name, if you guys didn't know. Yes, that's my son's name, Carter, because I just love it. And my baby is London. Well, apparently she named her baby London as well. My baby came first, for the record, but she apparently wanted that name for a very long time, which I just found out in the documentary, or in her Paris in Love. Okay, so Paris in Love, it's on Peacock. I wasn't going to pay for it, but then Brian wanted to watch the football game, so we ended up subscribing, so then it just all came together. So I binge watched both seasons, and I have to say it was very fascinating. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Kathy Hilton on it, like last season or the season before, I don't remember exactly, but she kind of revealed herself, like her true self, on accident on that show, and I think she tried really hard to cover it up. but I'm just not buying it. I think Kathy Hilton is a total bully. And it was interesting because we unpacked it in Paris and Love. Like, they didn't say, hey, Kathy, you're a bully. But she basically, I think she bullies Kyle Richards and her sister Kim. I think she always has, and I think they're afraid of her. The reason for that is because if you watched the season, the reunion of the season she was on, which I think it was last season, Kyle was like thinking everything was smooth, and then they kind of got into a tiff, and then she's like, you guys have no idea, I'm going to pay for this, or something like where she was saying like, you have no idea, this is going to ruin everything. She started crying, like almost like an abused child, like knows what's coming kind of thing. Like, it was just really disturbing and weird. It was kind of subtle, but like, I definitely picked up on it. I'm like, this is not a normal sister relationship. Like, there's a real issue where Kathy is in charge between her and Kyle. And then it sounded like Kim too. Like, and I think it's contributed to Kyle's breakdown, not to deviate too much, but I'm making a point here. So I really think that it's a very toxic relationship for Kyle. And I think Kathy has been a bully to a lot of people in her family for a very long time. And I think she's caused an enormous amount of pain and damage. And I don't like it at all. I'm sorry to say that. Now I'm not going to be invited to Kathy Hilton's Christmas party next year. Just kidding. by the way, I would die to go to anything that she's doing, but that obviously wouldn't happen. But anyway, we can all dream, right? Okay, so long story short, now we move on to Paris, and she's clearly super in love. The whole first season was all about her and Carter and falling in love and planning the wedding. And basically, the rundown there was that they're really into each other, Carter and Paris. Carter treats her kind of like a child. It's really weird, but like in a way that she needs, oddly. Like, Paris Hilton is basically, she's been treated with kid gloves her whole life and has been made to not grow up. And so even something as, I don't want to say simple as planning your wedding, because we all know, even I don't care how much help you have, planning your wedding is daunting. So it's definitely not trivial and it's not simple, but she like wouldn't engage in it. And she was like avoiding a lot of things. And Nikki was like, Nikki is very normal, just so you know, she's the most level-headed of everybody. And Nikki was like, Paris, you have to actually like make your guest list. You have to take control. It's your wedding. Like, I know you're used to everybody doing everything for you, but for your wedding, you actually have to like do it and participate quite a bit. By the way, she had Mindy Weiss. She had Mark's Garden. She wasn't doing too much, you know, on her own, to be clear. But even still, you have to curate your guest list. You have to help with the seating chart. You have to pick out everything. So, and anyone that's planned a wedding knows, like, the bride and groom, or at least the bride, are, you know, you're involved in every single step of the way just because it's your taste in your wedding and you have to select what you like. So basically that season was all about their wedding planning. There was a lot of, like, Carter was kind of like, good, I just want to show up to the wedding initially, right? Like, perfect, have fun. Like, Kathy and Paris, you're going to plan it? Great. And he was like, cool. Well, then like months had gone by. I guess they had been engaged for like 8 months. And then after like 5 or 6 or 7 months had gone by, he was like, we're running out of time. We don't have a date. We don't have a venue. Like, I need to step in. Cause like you're saying you want to get married 11/11. That's fine. But like, we have 4 months and literally not a single thing is planned. We don't have a venue. We don't have a guest list. We don't have anything. We don't have an officiant. We have nothing. So he was kind of panicking. So he starts kind of stepping in and like getting the ball moving. Well, Kathy had a fit because she's a total narcissist. So I guess he called like the head of like the Dorchester Group, who owns the Beverly Hills Hotel, and like spoke to them about guest room blocks. And like, Kathy had a fit because she's like, that's my relationship. Like, I know them. Why is he getting his tentacles? And she was calling him octopus arms and like, kind of like calling him Groomzilla and making him out to be some like awful guy kind of thing, when in reality he was happy to relinquish all control. And he just was like, I don't want Paris to be the runaway bride again, because he knew that she had like run away from two other engagements. So he was just like, I just want to marry this chick and like lock her down, you know, because it's like Paris Hilton. And then he came from like nowhere. And so they go back to his hometown. This is, I think, the second season. Or no, it was still the first season. And she's like miserable. It's like this place in Michigan, Traverse or something. And it's like this, you know, charming town, and it's like his family, and they're all just so like wholesome, and they have all these great activities they like to do on the lake. And she's just sitting there like miserable, like, yeah, this is not Europe. That's what I'm used to in the summers. Like, this is not, you know, France. This is not whatever. And it was just like, oh God, this is going to be interesting. He's like, don't you want our kids to be normal and do normal things? She's like, yeah, but like, as long as we don't do this all the time. Like, she was miserable. So anyway, that was very interesting to observe. Okay, so long story short, they're in love, they get married, gorgeous wedding, everybody, yeah, it was really, really spectacular. They pulled it off, of course, Mindy Weiss, all the things. Fast forward to the second season, and long story short, I don't want to get too deep into it, but she basically withholds telling her mom that, and anybody, that she is having a baby. And it's because her mom makes everything about herself, everything, no matter what it is. It does not matter what the subject, like the wedding was all about Kathy and her feelings and how Carter was intruding and how, you know, she's very manipulative. So she's narcissistic, and she has a huge ego, and I'm sorry, like, I don't mean to bash this woman, but like, I just was floored. Like, everything, when Paris went to Washington, D.C., like, Kathy made everything about her, and it just, you know, I'm only sharing that because it made me realize why Paris Hilton is the way she is, which, she's not confident. She was completely traumatized when she was taken to a boarding school that abused her. And I just think she is such a strong woman, and she does so much. And I was, after watching the second season, I was so impressed with her, honestly. I really was. Like, I feel like she doesn't get that much support from her family. Like, they eventually will give her some level of support, but like, she always has to be like complimenting her mom first and foremost before anything. Like, she went to Washington, D.C. to ban these horrible boarding schools that are like abusing children, which is such a noble and important thing. And she's like trying to pass a law that would be like federal, like it would have federal regulations. And it's just, it's really incredible to watch her. She goes, it's like Elle Woods goes to Congress, you know? And anyway, like, her mom, like, the first thing she says to her mom is like, I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, okay, that's really weird. Like, no, Paris, we're proud of you. Like, you know, I don't know. That whole dynamic, it made me feel really bad for her, that she's like had a narcissistic mom and she's just afraid. Like, she's been abused. She's just this little girl that's afraid. She's afraid to hurt her mom's feelings. She's afraid to set boundaries. So I'm just excited that she got to find a guy that loves her. Carter seems very obsessed with her, which is sweet. I think he's also very enamored with the fact that she is a Hilton, and like that he's a guy from a town of 1,000, and he is self-made. He has a lot of money and he's really successful, which is awesome. But I think he's also very like starstruck, which, you know, look, if I was marrying a Hilton, I'd be also, you know, starstruck, to be honest. Okay, so that was that. I do recommend that you watch it. I actually really enjoyed it, and it showed a lot more of who she is and why she is the way she is. And I feel like she's finally like coming into her own and becoming competent, and you see why she's always been so shy and like not confident. And I really think it stems back to her mom like constantly just being a narcissist and, you know, I don't know, gaslighting her. And it's hard to watch. But Nikki's very normal and very sweet and insightful, and they're both really well dressed. So if you want to watch like good clothing, well, okay, Paris can be very cheesy, to be honest, with her dress, in my opinion, like the bright pinks and the cheesy and all that stuff. But it's a lot. You guys should, I would highly recommend that you watch that. So Paris in Love, that's what I would say. So that's that. Okay, back to our wellness. So a couple weeks before January, me and my neighbor decided to go running, because I like had this epiphany. I'm turning 40 this year. And I'm like, okay, this is my year. Like, this is the shit goes down. Like, it's shit's getting real, you know, kind of year. Like, this is I'm supposed to have my midlife crisis, you know? So I was like, all right, I've got to get hot for my birthday. My birthday's July 4th. I have 6 months. I have not been working out. I don't look good. Like, I'm not strong. Like, it's just not healthy. I had like a GI issue, which freaked me out. And I just was like, I need to like really take care of my health. Like, this is really important. So that's kind of what the whole thing is about. Like, I just decided, like, it's time. And so Abby and I started running, and we run every morning from 6:30 to 7. So actually, we moved it earlier. It's from 6:15 to 6:45. We went for 3 weeks without stopping. And I have to say, after 3 weeks, it feels like 10 million years that we've been doing it, but it's definitely good. She was away twice and I went without her, which I was proud of and a little scared to do by myself, but it was actually totally fine. Because I know a lot of you are like, well, I don't have anyone to go with. So I understand that too. I don't have a gym. I don't have a treadmill. I don't have a Peloton. I don't have anything in my house. So I have to go run outside if I don't have time in the morning. So if you're like me, you know, it's a 20-minute run. Hot, nasty, quick and dirty, and that's kind of what we got. We also added 2 strength training days with a personal trainer. And I have to say, if you're sitting there feeling stuck about your fitness or your wellness, rip off the Band-Aid and just start. Get yourself a new pair of shoes, get yourself a cute outfit, and plan out a route that will take you 15, 20 minutes, and just go. Don't even think about it anymore. Throw on your headset, throw on a podcast, music, whatever you want. Do not overthink it. The biggest decision is choosing that you're doing it. And just go, like up and go, up and go, up and go. Do not overthink it. That's my number one tip. Just do it. Like genuinely, just go get it going. Because once you do it, I swear you start to like get your momentum back really quickly, even if it sucks at first, which it does. But I swear it's just so good for your overall health, your mental wellness. You get so much more energy. And so that's that. Now Abby's crazy and our pools are very cold. So she took it to the next level. And after we would do our run, she goes into her pool and does an ice bath in her pool and then goes into her sauna. Like she's just doing the most. So that's why she looks like, you know, a supermodel. And that's why I look like how I look. But nonetheless, I really respect her discipline. She has quite a bit of discipline. But yeah, I thought that was an interesting hack. She's like, our pools are cold enough right now. I'm just gonna cold plunge. Not ice bath. She didn't ice bath, sorry. That was the wrong terminology. But she did a cold plunge and then she goes to her sauna and I think she goes back and forth. I'm really not sure. But anyway, so doing that in the morning. Now at night, I've been taking magnesium because it is supposedly, like most of us are deficient in magnesium, and it's supposed to be very relaxing, and there's all kinds of benefits of taking it. And I've been taking that in one low dose melatonin pill just to like relax me and help me go to sleep. I haven't had any issues with it. It's not over the top at all. I guess you can like double up on your dose of melatonin if you like really want to be knocked out. I haven't done that yet. Magnesium helps you stay asleep. I guess the melatonin helps you fall asleep and the magnesium helps you stay asleep. And there's so many health benefits to magnesium. So I would look it up. I just actually posted something on my stories about it that was from somebody else. But look up the health benefits of magnesium. And yeah, it's just supposed to be really good for you. And I have no complaints. And I have been sleeping really well with it. So that's worked out really well. And then the other thing I've been doing is the Skinny Confidential ice roller on my face, which is this fat ice roller. And Charlotte and I do it together. And it's the cutest thing. And it comes with oil that's like really light. And it's like rose scented or something like that, like rose water scented. Very gentle, doesn't make your face greasy whatsoever. And we just keep it in our refrigerator upstairs. We have one upstairs from when London was, or from when Charlotte was a baby. We had to bring a refrigerator upstairs because what we needed to keep her bottles cold and she was a baby. I didn't want to be running all the way downstairs. So anyway, so I just keep it in my refrigerator, or you can freeze it and you roll it up and it's like lymphatic drainage for your face and your neck and your chest. And it just feels so good, I have to tell you guys. And the funny thing about this is that, so we had a Secret Santa for our tennis team and I wasn't able to stay for like the Secret Santa part. I guess all the girls were like passing it around, like fighting for it. You know, you can like steal the gifts twice and everybody wanted it. And I ended up getting a bunch of the girls the ice roller just because they were all like really wanting it. So I felt bad, so I got it for them. So it was a big hit and we really enjoy it. So I would add that. And I also added, Kiehl's has like a nightly retinol that's like very gentle, like to the point where you're like, is this even working? And then Brian said to me after like a week of using both of them, he's like, oh, whatever you're doing to your skin is really working. He's like, it just looks so fresh. So I think the combination of those two things, the Kiehl's, it's like the daily retinol one. If you want, just DM me and I'll post it or I'll send it to you. But yeah, so nothing, I don't like to do over the top wellness stuff. I just honestly, I don't have time for it, but I do that. And then I do the Kiehl's vitamin C and hyaluronic acid cream. And that's something that totally has changed my skin. I've been using that for like 2 years and it's fantastic. That and just a ton of water, I think goes such a long way. Just that, if you do nothing else, I mean, you have to do sunscreen every day as well, but I really, all I do is the vitamin C on my face, like that, and sunscreen every day, if nothing else. And then I recently added at night the Kiehl's retinol, which is like the daily one that's really light. So that's kind of what's been going on as far as the wellness. There is no specific goal as to why we're running. My goal is to look good in a bikini by age 40. I want to be strong, I want to be fit, and I want to be healthy. And you know, as we're aging, we really do need to take care of our health, and it's getting real. So I just decided, like, rip off the band-aid, and we're doing it. And I have to tell you, setting a goal and actually doing it builds so much confidence. You feel so much better. And I swear, 20 minutes in the morning, and then if you can add in some weights, the weights, oh, I have to tell you guys, when I added the weights back in by going to the gym or whatever with the personal trainer, I lost 4 pounds. 4 pounds. Insane. In like a week. And I did nothing else. He told me to eat more frequently and more high protein. I did that and added just lifting weights, doing all kinds of different weights and strength training exercises. And I swear to God, 4 pounds fell off me. It was insane. I truly was flabbergasted by the whole thing. So there's definitely something to that. But yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's short, it's sweet. I love you guys. And how amazing was Chelsea, by the way, last week? Wasn't that incredible? I just think her voice, she reminds me of Stifler's mom. I have to tell her that when I see her tomorrow. Like when she talks, you know, that like sweet, kind of sweet and sexy voice. If you didn't hear last week's episode, you have to listen. She is just so awesome. And I love seeing her kind of stepping into becoming a new mom and adjusting to that. It's so tough. But thank you guys for your feedback on that episode. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's Chelsea Autumn. Remember the show Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger? It just hit Netflix and she found out about it. Like no one told her. And she came on and talked to us all about the behind the scenes of like how it all went down. And like, it was very interesting, I have to say. And I loved that show. And I think Patty Stanger is crushing it. I just saw her on Instagram. I like looked her up and she had a total glow up. Like whatever she's done, she's got new teeth. She's probably on Ozempic. She's got a tan. She got her weave going on. Girl, she's looking hot. She is hot, hot. And she's doing some hosting. So I love that. I love a good glow up. You know what I mean? I just love it. I love, oh, one more quick thing. I was at football with, it's like Friday Night Lights football. And a bunch of my mom friends were there. And I feel like we all met a couple years ago when we were like brand new moms and like kind of rough, you know? I swear all my friends have had like these like major glow ups and they just like looked so hot. And I was so happy. Like I kept seeing like hot mom after hot mom. And I just like got home like, I'm so proud of us. Like, yay for the hot mom. I just want to tell you ladies, you look freaking hot. You look on fire out there. Whatever you ladies are doing, you keep that self-care up. I'm so happy for you. You are crushing it. You're a mom and you're a hot mom. And I gotta say, kudos to you. So, and by the way, when you see other hot moms, you let them know how damn good they look. Cause we all know we've had a rough couple of years being, you know, with the pregnancy, with the postpartum, with the having young kids, the whole bit. You guys know it's rough. By the time your kid's like 5, 6, 7, 8 and you're filing your glow up time, there's something to celebrate, honey. So let's just celebrate that hot mom status. And can you please just celebrate your hot moms when you see your friends looking right and tight, when they show up with that bouncy blowout, you let them know, honey, you are looking fantastic. You look fabulous. Okay. So be happy for them and help them shine because we all know what it's been like. So with that, I'm going to sign off. Have a great rest of your day. Love you guys. And please rate and review and follow the podcast and send it to a friend. Okay. We'd love for them to join us as well. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. That is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Lovey and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Lovey and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.